हरे कृष्ण। क्वेश्चन, इज तुलसी रामायण मोर बायस्ड अगेंस्ट रावणा देन वाल्मीकि रामायण? आंसर, नो, तुलसी रामायण इज मोर डिवोशनल देन वाल्मीकि रामायण। इन बोथ वाल्मीकि रामायण एंड तुलसी रामायण द मिसडीड्स ऑफ रावणा आर डिपिक्टेड क्वाइट क्लियरली। वाल्मीकि रामायण इटसेल्फ डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ रावणा वेंट अराउंड टेररइजिंग द यूनिवर्स and he abducted women, he ravished women, and he caused plunder, he devoured the sages. So that is quite graphically described even in Valmiki Ramayana. And the how he drove out his own cousin Kuvera from his kingdom and took over his kingdom, that is also depicted. So the essential misdeeds of Ravana are depicted in both. The major difference is in Valmiki Ramayana, the defining question, the question that begins the narrative is what are the qualities of an ideal human being, and is there any person who embodies these qualities? That is the question which Valmiki asks Narad Muni, and Narad Muni describes briefly Ram as the ideal human being and describes his qualities thereafter. So the focus in the Valmiki Ramayana is on Ram being the ideal human being. That's why the author Valmiki doesn't focus too much on Ram's divinity, although it is clear that he is not just a human being and is definitely not just an extraordinary human being, someone's more special, but it's not explicitly stated, at least in the initial series of the Valmiki Ramayana, that Ram is God. So only after he kills Ravana, then Indra and Brahma come to thank him and appreciate him. At that time, it is as if in Valmiki Ramayana that Ram comes to know about his divinity when Brahma informs him about it. So the point is, the divinity of Ram is not stressed in the Valmiki Ramayana, whereas it is consistently stressed in Tulsi Ramayana. So Tulsi Ramayana, for example, is a book focused on the depicting the devotional sentiments of the various characters in the Ramayana. And for that purpose, the glorification of Ram is much more in the Tulsi Ramayana than in the Valmiki Ramayana, and the devotional sentiment is intense, and because of that devotional glorification of Ram, it may seem that there is a vilification of Ravana also happening. So glorification, vilification, glorification of the hero and the vilification of the villain, they go naturally together, and in that sense it may appear as if so the Ravana is villainous in both, but his villainous qualities are emphasized more and are contrasted more sharply with Ram's chivalrous qualities in the Tulsi Ramayana. But the attempt to say that Ravana is actually a good person who was later on depicted as bad is contradicts not only Tulsi Ramayana, but it contradicts Valmiki Ramayana also. Valmiki Ramayana also describes his ravishing, abducting maidens, and his deposing his brother, his terrorizing the universe. So he is a villain, and that's why Valmiki Ramayana and Tulsi Ramayana both depict him as villains. Thank you. Hare Krishna.